Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Trumos. So we know that Mita Oraisa, according to Torah law, there is no minimum amount of truma that a person has to take. Right? Technically, if a person just takes a little something, then that will be enough to exempt even the largest of piles of grains of truma. But nonetheless, Chazal said that there are different levels that a person could give. You can be call them Goldilocks levels. You could be low, medium, or high. You could be too much, too little. I guess no such thing as too much, but you get the idea. It could be one of three categories: Shior Truma. So therefore, says the Mishnah, this is the measure of truma that should or could be separated. Ayin yafa echad me'arbayim. Someone who is a generous giver, he has a good eye. Well, this individual is going to give 1/40th of the crop to truma. Beishamai say that actually, no, a really generous person will give 1/30th of the portion. Then going back to the Tanakama, v'habeinonis mechamishim. The middle of the road guy, he gives 1/50th of the crop. The hara mishishim, and the bad guy, the not nice guy, the stingy one, he gives 1/60th of his crop. So now we understand, though, that less than 1/60th, meaning if one gives 1/61th, then that's not acceptable. Mida oraisa technically is acceptable, but mida rabbanan we don't allow for such a thing. Says the Mishnah further, taram ve'ala v'yado echa mishishim. If someone was mafresh truma and 1/60th came up in his hand instead of something that he might have normally taken, like a 50th or a 40th, truma, we say it's truma, so we consider that truma, and he doesn't need to go ahead and separate any more truma. Chazar v'hosif, and therefore, if he went back and took out some more as truma, so the additional amount that he took out is not considered truma, and chayav and maestros, it's going to be obligated in maestros, just like it was before. But if he took out 1/61th, he took out one part out of 61 parts, and that's what came up in his hand, which is less than anything that Chazal said that one should take. So in such a situation, so truma, it's considered truma. But he should go back and separate the amount that he would normally be mafresh. And now he could do it with measurements. Usually he wasn't able to do it with measurements, but now he could do it. Usually the first pick out of truma, you don't measure, but for the second pick, you are allowed to measure. And now there's a question of how close does the pile that you are being mafresh from have to be to the pile that it's being mafreshed for. So says the Tanakama, implicitly we understand that the pile has to be close. But Rabbi Yehuda says, the additional portion of truma can be separated even from produce that is not near the pile. Okay, that is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet now deals with the case of someone who is establishing an agent for themselves to separate the truma. And says the Mishnah, how Omer, the Shluchu, someone says to his agents, say, Utrom, go ahead and separate Truma for my crop, Torin, Kedato, Shal Balabai. And he didn't tell him how much to do. So he should do whatever he thinks the guy would do. I mean, but if he doesn't know what he would do, Torin, Kabeinones, he should just do 1/50th. Echa Mishishin, that's 1/50th. He should do the middle of the road perspective. Pichas, Asara, Ohosif Asara. If he subtracted 10, or if he added 10, meaning he did it 1/40th, or he did 1/60th, and not the Beinonis, not the 1/50th, then Truma, so Truma, the Truma is still valid because he was trying to do the best that he could do based on his understanding of who the guy was. Imnis Kavin Ohosif Afilo Achas. But if he knew that he normally would do 1/50th, and he added even 1 to the numbers, meaning he did 1/51th, then ain't Trumas or Truma. The Truma is not valid because in that case he's not doing what the owner is asking, so he's not really a valid agent. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.